Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. According to a Toxicology report released August 7th, my birthday, 2009, heart disease was a primary cause of death, and cocaine was noted as a contributory cause to death in response to the release of the Toxicology report for Billy Mays.
That sucks. I didn't realize that.
If you're going to go out with a bang.
I guess.
Somebody on the text line, Anthony Richardson, could have probably used a bump of OxyClean.
Boy, I look,
solid.
You're the quarterback of a football team, man. You can't check out.
Well, the thing, and I said I wanted to get right back into this. Yeah. If you missed it, Bob said they should cut his ass.
I would.
The thing that I didn't understand, and this is, look, it's hard to wrap my head around this because I think he was, in his mindset, was trying to be the best for his team, to give the team the best opportunity. Now, there was a report before that game that they were thinking about benching him and starting Joe Flacco.
Yeah,
which
right.
is odd in itself. But, like, I understand that, like, he's – because he tapped his cap when he was ready to come out, because I was watching that on Red Zone. And I was like, okay, so did he get hurt? And, like, we're all sitting there confused, like, oh, he's just going out. The very next play, they just handed the ball off and ran.
Yeah.
So, like, why couldn't you get to the line of scrimmage, call a running play, and run it?
Why couldn't you just call a timeout and take a break
at that
moment
in time? I don't know
if they had any. Okay.
I don't know the scene. I don't know the setting of that, gotcha. That moment. I wasn't that dialed in. But I do know the very next play, Flacco came in, no warm-up, no nothing, and they just called a direct handoff to Jonathan Taylor.
Like your quarterback needs to be your leader, right? Like, you're going down with the ship, the captain of the Titanic, and all that kind of junk that we hear.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the quarterback and you're patting your helmet to tap out, what kind of message are you sending to the rest of your team? Hey, man, I just ran a little bit. I'm exhausted here. I need to tap out. Meanwhile, you got five offensive linemen that are grinding on every single play and wearing themselves down on every single play. Like, people don't understand these five guys up front and what they're putting their bodies through on every single play. I mean, I talked to Lil Joe over the years about it, and, like, every single play they use the term, it's like a car accident. You're running into a wall every single time, and it takes you a week to recover for these offensive linemen. These guys are blocking for you, and you just ran a little bit, and now you're a little gassed, and you're taking yourself out of the game. Tell Quinnen Nelson that as he's pulling around and knocking the snot out of a defensive end while you're trying to scoop by him that, you know, you're too tired to go into the game. Like, it's a bad look, however you want to describe
it. And
now
you know why the Chiefs go to St. Joe every year.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, it's true.
They're mid-season form. By the time the season starts, Anthony Richardson a little winded, not ready to go.
God, that's embarrassing.
He did have a very big, interesting scramble to kind of avoid everything, to just get, like, 1 yard, but it's like, hey, man, like, this is when your team needs you the most. This, you know, you don't see guys like LeBron James, Michael Jordan guys, Kobe Bryant, like, gassed and being like, I can't make these free throws, man. You got to get somebody else in there to shoot. I mean, shoot, Kobe shot one with, like, a blown Achilles.
He's
the Mamba, though, so, like, I'm putting people in high regard.
But that's the difference, Dusty. Right, like that's the guys that are the leaders, the Hall of Famers, the greatest of all time, and if you want to be in that category or considered in that category, you can't tap out of a game. Like, there's one position in the NFL that you just can't go, okay, I need a break. And that's at the quarterback position, because nobody's backup. Well, I shouldn't say that, because Flacco may be better than Anthony Richardson, but usually your backup quarterback is way worse than your starter, right? You can't tap out in those situations. You're supposed to be the leader of the team. Imagine Patrick Mahomes doing that. Imagine Josh Allen doing that. Jared Goff.
They had to drag Mahomes off the sideline when he had the ankle injury.
Right, exactly.
Like, no, and he was, like, cussing up a storm. It was on the quarterback documentary that we watched a couple years ago.
Right. He could have taken himself out yesterday with that ankle or
not
whatever that thing was. He didn't come out of the game. He couldn't stand on his leg. And Anthony Richardson's like, yeah, I need a break, man. I'm good.
Chiefs improved to 7-0 as they win against the Vegas Raiders and are now continuing to be undefeated in Arrowhead West in Las Vegas. Derek Johnson in 20 minutes here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
They have a 2-game lead over everybody in the NFL except the Lions, Dusty. They are 2 games better in the loss column of every other team in the NFL but the Lions.
I mean, it's
stupid. It's insane.
I'm not so sure as to how much this year is an anomaly in the NFL, or it's just like the Chiefs literally have it figured out. Because
there's a combination of both.
Somebody had a text earlier that says that this Chiefs team looks like the Chiefs team after that Vegas team that lost or beat them last year on Christmas Day, that they're not like... I don't know. Like, I think that the way I look at it is, like, we're all sitting here, like, waiting and waiting and waiting to see that Chiefs team of old, where it's like, all right, there it is. There's the 350 yards from Mahomes. There's 100 yards from Kelsey. There's the deep ball a couple times. There's the 42-17 win. It's not happening.
Yeah.
They haven't lost since Christmas of last year, which is insane. We're what?
We're
seven
going into
Fridays?
November. Yeah.
We're Halloween is Thursday.
That's right.
And I think
the Chiefs will go from Christmas to past Halloween without a loss.
That's right. And the thing about it is, I think that what makes us upset is that we're pining so much to see that sort of electric offense and that blow away win, that you look at their wins on the board, 27-20, 28-18, 26-13, 17-10, 22-17, 26-25, 27-20. There's no real huge separation in those wins. But the end result is their wins.
Their wins.
And they're not losing. Like, Baltimore looked like God's gift to earth 2 weeks ago. And everybody's like, I don't know, Baltimore, you know, they get to play Kansas City again. They may not get to play Kansas City again.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that they didn't take advantage of those games they need to. Like, Baltimore lost to that Vegas team. Baltimore lost to Cleveland. And when you look at this game that the Chiefs just played, the Chiefs went on the road and won. The Chiefs have now played two divisional games. They've won them both on the road. Like, both games they've won on the road in their division. They still have Denver, right? They still got to play them.
At the end of the year.
Yeah. And they've essentially got, what, two big games left?
They got Buffalo.
In 3 weeks.
Right.
And they got Houston in 5 weeks.
And I don't know where Houston is going to be at that point in time. Like, today it's a big game.
Because they get Tampa at home, Denver at home.
Right.
They beat Denver at home, the AFC West is over in week 10.
Yeah. Well,
dead serious.
I think it's over.
You think it's over now?
I think yesterday the AFC West was ended. Yeah.
I'm saying officially, like, you cannot argue.
Yeah.
Like, right now you can be like, well.
Who's doing that, though?
Mike Greenberg.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good point. Yeah. The Broncos, the next 3 weeks, play at Baltimore, at Kansas City, and they host Atlanta.
And I don't want to play Baltimore next week because it seems like they always
Baltimore has Denver next week.
That's right.
In Baltimore?
It's over, yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting cooked.
So
what if they beat Baltimore?
I mean, then Baltimore has some serious
questions.
No, I mean,
honestly, what if they beat Baltimore? What's our narrative on Monday?
Denver's a serious competitor.
Denver's for real, right? They beat Baltimore, they're for real. Baltimore is a very beatable team, as we've seen. They lost their first two games, and they lost again yesterday. They've lost to the Raiders and the Browns. Say that out loud.
Jeez.
All of you heels out there that think the Baltimore Ravens are this great team, and I'm talking to Mike Greenberg, they've lost to the Raiders and the Browns.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's, you know, again, I think the Browns.
Two of the worst teams in the NFL, right?
Well, the Browns were losing that game once Myles Garrett showed up as the Terminator.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That was sick.
That was insane, dude.
Right.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen in the NFL.
Yeah.
And, like, David Njoku's, like, rubber face last year was crazy.
That was cool.
This is nuts. Like, he showed up as the Terminator.
Right.
Scott Hansen might have called him something different. I can't play that audio.
Nope.
But, boy, did he show up looking awesome. And they won the game. Myles Garrett, man, congratulations. You win the week. Might be my favorite player in the NFL now because obviously Terminator 2 is my favorite movie of all time.
We could trade Carson Steele for Miles Garrett straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should
try. Everybody thinks we should trade like everybody's best profitable like defensive player.
Yeah. Because the great trades are starting to roll in as people are tagging you guys in posts on good trades.
They're not good trades.
They don't tag me because they know I was going, no.
Yeah. The other thing that's crazy, bless you.
So that was a cough, excuse me.
But let's like seriously before we go to break, real quick, 10 seconds, who's on the top of your mind? Who's the number one competitor for the Chiefs right
Bills.
Now? Mac?
Yep. For sure.
I agree.
Yep.
And we get that game in 3 weeks.
Yep.
Boy, am I excited.
I can't wait for that.
In Buffalo?
Hopefully it's
not too cold for them.
I hope it's snowing.
Oh boy, that's going to be a fun game. So Buffalo and not Houston.
No, I think it's Buffalo.
No, I think with the injury yesterday takes Houston down a peg.
The AFC West is over, is the AFC over in 3 weeks if they go 3 straight wins and beat Buffalo?
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
Gosh.
No, I look. It's crazy. You got a 2-game lead right now. Even if you lose to Buffalo, you're still up a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still up a game, and then Buffalo still has to win out and hope the Chiefs lose somewhere else along the way.
And Buffalo ain't winning out.
I don't think they are. No. They still have the Jets left.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.